Okay, today's daf is Nida daf Nun Ches. As we continue in the 8th parak of Maseches Nida, parak Haroa Kesem. We are on Nun Zayin Amud Beis, about the 5th wide line or so, Tashma, or the 4th Tashma, trying to prove or disprove the sheet of Shmuel. Shmuel holds Bat Karka Olam. If a woman sits down and all of a sudden she finds Dam there, Tahora. Why is she Tahora? So we assume the first day of the Gemara, which is the first 25 lines, is that Shmuel holds that one needs a hargasha. A woman needs a hargasha in order to be tmei mida araisa. If she doesn't have a hargasha, then she's only, we don't know all the details yet, but she is tmei mida rabbana, and that is the world of ksamim. We did mention a couple of weeks ago the shita of some achronim, Rav Yashiv and others, and that is what bizman hazeh women are not tmei at all. I mean, no, there are no women that are Tmei Midaraisa today, because most women do not have Argashas. So, unless we say, like the Aruch HaShulchan, who says, well, really, there is Argasha, but they just don't realize it. That's very difficult, because to say, women, what, even if they're concentrating fully, you know, women do not feel Psichas Pi HaKever, or women do not feel a Ziyazua HaGuf at the moment that the Dam leaves the uterus. So, what are we going to say? So, there are those that say that the whole idea of a Hargasha is only to try to figure out if there was a Re'ia Bishas Urche, when she's supposed to have a Re'ia and supposed to have a regular period. But if we know it's a regular period, and it's generally about the time that she's supposed to get it, then even without a Hargasha, she could still be Tzvei Amida Raisa. That's what Rav Yashiv says. It's quoted in the Sefer Chokuz Zman and Hilchas Nida, that if it's a Hargasha, it's only when it's unexpected. Well, if it's expected, then you don't need Argasha. You already know that this is the Re'iyah. Okay, number one. Number two, the other point to mention is the Truma Sadeshen. The Truma Sadeshen is Medayik from the last Gemara that we just did. Yesterday, remember, we had a couple of Mishnahs and Brises that were quoted to try to disprove Shmuel. We quoted the Mishnah at the beginning of the next parak, Ha'isha Shiosa Srachah. We spoke about Mei Raglayim. Then we spoke about Eid Bedika. And then we spoke about the Mishnah earlier on Daf Yadalad, when a woman or the man finds some type of Dam after a Maisabiyah. So the Trumas Hadeshen in Reish Mem Vav, and it's quoted in Shulchan Aruch, Trumas Hadeshen talks about our Gemara. Trumas Hadeshen says, the whole tshuva in Reish Mem Vav is about She'ilah, Isha. And again, many assume that the Trumas Hadeshen wrote his own Shailas, doesn't make a difference, it's still a Sefer, but wrote his own Shailas, She'ilah. Isha Shir Gisha Batzma Shedevlech Makar Lotzi Dam. A woman who feels a Hargasha, V'halcha Ubatka Atzma Miyad, she did a Bedika immediately, right away, to see what was going on, because she felt the Hargasha. U'matzasasa el ha'ed lachluchis lavan. She finds a tahar-colored spot. We had earlier, that if you test the 5 colors of red that are problematic, let's say she finds a non-problematic color. V'lo lavan lagamre el kamaris bega lavan, shenof alav avak, light, right, off-white, we would call. So, are we mitar the Isha or not? So he ends up saying yes, because we said there is Hargasha, but this is what came out. We can assume that this is what came out. But then he talks about what happens if a woman has Hargasha. She checks and she finds nothing. That's the Shaila. Venira, the Isha Shir Gishu Batka Achra Gavlo Matsasa Klum Yesh Latama. Why? The Vadai Yasa Tipas Dam Kechardol for this Kanech Onimbo. Because Vadai, there was a Tipas Dam that came out, and it either got wiped away, or it somehow is not here. Where? Why? The Hargasha Svar Daraisa. Because Hargasha is a Svar on a Daraisa. And if you know there is a Hargasha, you know there was something that came out. So if you find a tar-colored spot, so then fine, that's what came out. But if you don't find anything, you have to assume problem. Hecha Deleka Lemizli Hargasha Vividi Achridi. How do you know that? Kedemuchak Beperek Haroa Kesem. As you see in Haroa Kesem, Ardaf, on Nun Zayin Amud Beis. Deparach, what's his raya? Because we just had at the end of yesterday's shiur, Deparach Animsa La'achar Zman Peturin. The Gemara asked on if a woman finds kesem La'achar Zman, she is peturin from a karban. But the Gemara says, but if there was a hargasha, why would she be putter? If it's La'achar Zman, the Gemara assumed, this was in the third question that we just had yesterday, if there was a Hargasha, she should still be Chayav Karban, even La'achar Zman. So what do you see from there? Even if it's not 100% sure, it's La'achar Zman, we would still assume that Hargasha creates the Vada Isser. Alma, the Svarad Araisahi, Midachayev Alei Karban. The Kiva the Svarad Araisahi, Havi Kilamanda Amar Vesos Daraisa, the Filu Batko Matsasa Tahora Timea. And that's why we would assume that it is Tabe. Because Makkab, he says, in the case that he's talking about where you do find something, you do find a Torah spot, so that you would not be Matame, because that's what you assume came out. Okay, that is the important Jewish edition, which is quoted. It's discussed at length by all of the Achronim, but it's quoted in Shulchan Aruch. It's quoted in Simen Kuf Tzadik Sif Aleph at the end of the Sif. Shulchan Aruch says that this Kuf Tzadik is the Simen Beksamim. Kuf Pei Tes is Vestas. Kuf Tzadik is Ksamim. Kuf Pei Ches earlier is other. Every Simen in Hilchos Nida has a different topic. So the Shulchan Aruch says, Dvar Torah, again, this is a review, but it's an important review. Dvar Torah, Eino Isha Metama, Velo Asura Labayla, Acha Targish, Shiasa Dami Psara. Mida Araisa, a woman is not Metami or Asura Labayla, until she has a Hargasha, and Dam goes out. Vachachamim Gazru, Al Kesem Shadimsa Begufa Obevagadeha, She Tameh Asura Labayla, Filo Regisha, Chazawar goes there, even on Ksamim. Via Filu Bodka Atzma, U Matza Tahora. Right? Even if she checked herself and found herself tahor, vitzricha efsek tahara, she tivdog atzma vitipsa tahora. And even if she does becomes tamea from ksamim, she has to wait shivin akiyim. Vimergisha shidivtak makar lahotzi damu batka acharkach, velo matzaklum, our case, yesh misha omer, shehi tamea. There are those that say that she is tamea. Right, this is the Shuvas Hadeshen. Who's the Yesh Misha Omer? That's the Shuvas Hadeshen who quoted that as quoted in the Shulchan Aruch and all the Achronim get it on the act. How do we understand the Shuvas Hadeshen? The Behuda discusses whether it's B'taras Vadai or B'taras Safik. The way this is an important shita of the Shuvas Hadeshen. Again, it doesn't come up L'maisa. It is quoted L'maisa, but it doesn't quote up L'maisa because generally women do not have Hargashas. Hargashas, again, that we're talking about are internal feelings. They're not the feeling of Zivas Avralach on the way out as it exits the woman's body. That's not the type of Hargasha. Even Hargasha type 3, which is Zivas Avralach, that's an internal Zivas Avralach. It's not an external when the woman feels it come out. Okay, let us continue. Again, we still have to get back to a couple of other sheetahs about Ksamim, but they'll come up, as Hashem, at the beginning of today's daf as well. Says the Gemara, Tashma, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 5th wide line on Nun Zayin Amid Beis. Tashma. Let's try again to prove or really disprove Shmuel, Nimseis Ata Omer Gimel Sfeikos Beisha. There are three levels of suffix when it comes to our cases. Al Basara, if you've got a kesem on her flesh, suffix tame, suffix tar tame. You have to be machmir. If to assume it was on her basar, so there's a very good chance that it came from her makar, and therefore suffix is tame. Al chaluka, suffix tahar, suffix tame, suffix tar. If it's on her shirt, you're not sure. Maybe it came me alma asi, so then tahar. Right, these rules are overriding the normal rules of Savik Tumah Bereshis Harabim, Savik Tumah Bereshis Hayachid, because if she's in one of those places, then you should go by those rules. But here, specifically by Nida, we would override. This is, remember, is on a Durabana level. So Durabana can make up their own rules about what you're going to say in a case of Safik. So on her Basar, Safik Tame. On her Chaluka, on her shirt, Safik Tahar. Ube Magaos, Ube Hesetos. In cases of Maga or Heset, Maga, again, is touching and Hesed is moving. A form of Masa. We said according to the Rambam, the Rambam writes at the beginning of Chasumah's base that Hesed, moving the item, is a form of Masa. So in either of these cases, talking about what kind of woman? Rashi adds in. These last phrases talking about a woman who does not have any type of vest. She sees all the time. Isha she'en la ves viragilo leros tadir. Vinaga oesita, and she touched something, or she moved something. So what the halacha there? Again, you're not sure if she was a nida at the time. Halach acha harov. You go after the rov. What do you mean the rov? My halach acha harov. Lav imrov yamea tamein tamea. Doesn't it mean that if most of her days are tamein, so then you would say that she is tamea, and what she touched is tamea v'yavagav delo hargasha, even though she didn't have a hargasha. So isn't this akasha on Shmuel? So where it says lo, imrov yameha b'hargasha chazya, it means as follows. If rov yamea, she sees with hargasha, tamea, then she's tamea. Why? De emor hargasha v'alavadayte. Because I would say, you know, there must have been hargasha, and she did not realize it. Not that she must, most days she sees, so therefore you are matame her even if she doesn't we didn't know that she saw us. No, the add in a line. Most of the time she sees Bahargasha. So for so to here, we assume that she saw Bahargasha. Good. So we've protected Shmuel. Amar, we continue. Al Bisara, Safik Tami, Safik Tar Tame, Al Khalufa, Al Khaluka, Safik Tami, Safik Tar Tar. So getting back to our line. So the case of Safik, Sehechi Dami, where is it on the Khaluka? On the Khaluka we say it is Safik is Tahar. Sehechi Dami, Ime Chagur Ulamata, if she found it on the lower part of her on her apron, Al Chalukas, then when it is found on her Chaluka, my Tahar, why is she Tahar Vahatznan? We learned in our Mishnah, Min HaChagur Ulamata Tameh. We learned that if it's found at a place where it might have come from the Makar, she should be Tameh. Vime Chagur Ulamala, and if it's found above, that Al Basara, that even if it's found on her flesh, Amai Tame, Vahatnan, Ros Adam Al Basara, Shalo Kineged Besa Torfa Tahora. We learned in our Mishnah. If it's found on her body, in a place where it's basically impossible that it came from the Makar, let's say it's found on the top of her back. Right, so then, and she, it wasn't that when she was sleeping or it could have gone anywhere else. So why is she Tame there? So the Gemara says, Yibayis Ema Mechag Olamata, Vibayis Ema Mechag Olamava. I can answer you either way and still protect Shmuel. If you want to say it's found from the Chagolamata below Kigon Shavim Shuk Shal Tabachim, where she went past a Shuk Shal Tabachim, she went past a butcher shop, and therefore it could be that she wiped her shirt against the counter, even the counter that is, you know, she didn't have anything specifically directly to do on, but she might not have noticed. So even if it's below, maybe it's Tahora. Al Bisara Migufa Asya. If it's on her basa, we assume it came from the guf, the imi alma asi, al chaluka mibayla shakuche. Because if it came from outside, an external source, mistama, it should have been found on the shirt as well. If it was only found on the flesh, that's why we're batami it. Al chaluka me alma asa, but if it's found on the chaluka, we assume it came from outside. The imi gufa asa, because if it came from her body, al basari mi bar le shakuche, then it should have been found on the inside too. It was not, so we assume it came from external sources. Number one, the ibay isema, or the other possibility, mi chagur mala. Maybe it was found from the chagur above, kigon to is dakra, and maybe she jumped around and she did somersaults and she went upside down. Maybe that's what happened. So Al Basara Vade Migufa Asi, on her Basar Vade came from her goof. The Ime Ama Asi, because if it came from outside, Al Chaluka Ibai Lele Shakuche, you should have found it outside. That's a Reyesa. If it's not found on her shirt and only on her body, that would be a problem. Al Chaluka Ime Alma Asi, if it's found on her shirt, it must have come from Ime Alma. The Migufa Asi, Al Basara Ibai Lele Shakuche. It should have been found on her Basar. But either way, that's how we interpret this Brysa. We interpret this Brysa, figuring out where the stain is found. But the Brysa didn't say a word about Hargasha. So, Ktani Mihas, Al Basara, Safik Tame, Safik Tar Tame. In the case where it's found on her Basar, we're going to be with Tame Yet, Bimakam Safik, Viavagat Largisha. Even though clearly there was no Hargasha in this case. Kasha and Shmuel. Right, so we don't know where it is. This is the first question, just when a Rav is asked about a Kesem, when a woman brings a Kesem or tells the Rav about a Kesem, he asks her the five Shilas. Five shilas, the five built-in kulas of ksamim, that if there is any one of these stand on their own, and any one of them can be mitar the isha, and they're not loopholes in ksamim, they are just chazal or not gozer in these cases. The first question is, tliya, was she involved in anything? Did she go to a butcher shop? Was she involved in colored painting? Whatever it is, so we are tola on that, any type of ksamim, even if the kesem is inside, even if it's inside and it's not found on, if it's found on the, on an inner beged, you know, we could be, might be flexible to be able to say that somehow the color, the source of the color got inside. So we ask about tliya, we ask about size, which we already spoke about a little bit, we'll speak about more. It has to be a grisva ode. Number two, it has to be the problematic color. Number three, it has to be on a davar she'eno mikabel tuma, as we will get soon. Right? Those are all of the kulas that we ask a woman. Okay, let's continue. Says the Gemara. So that price approved that even if there's no ahargasha against Shmuel. Yeah, I forgot the other shaila that's asked. We ask is if it's on white. That's the other shaila. If it's on svu, and also it is not matame. Hopefully we'll get back to these also as we continue the parak. So let's go though, the second last line, the otanan. So besides this brisa, even on our Mishnah, hara kesem al tpsara kineged besa torfa temeya v'avar gisha, if you find on her basar, if it's in a problematic place, even without hargosha, it's going to be metameir. So again, you find it's a problem, even without a hargosha. So, answers the Gemara, Amar of Yirmiya midifti, mo de Shmuel, she tamea midrabanan. Shmuel agrees that even though she's only tamea, de oraisa, with a hargosha, without a hargosha, she is tamea midrabanan. That is the shita of Shmuel. Why is she tamea midrabanan? That is a machlokas between Rashi and Tosfos. Why would Shmuel agree that even without a hargasha she's tamei midrabanan? Rashi says because maybe she had a hargasha but she didn't realize. Top line. Dilma hargasha v'lava daite. Tosfos says no. That's not what the reason for Rashi. The reason for Shmuel is midrabanan. The reason is second Tosfos, which really should be the first Tosfos, but second Tosfos pirsha kutris to talina dilma hargasha v'lava daite ve'ein nira diafilu muchzak la shelo hergisha. Tameya. Even if we know Vadai, if she knows Vadai that she didn't have Argasha, she is still Tameya. However, Rasa Danidus. Chazal Asard and we're Matameya Kesem, even without Argasha. Even without, not just based on the Chash. They created a world of Damnida Daraisa. And they created this even without an issue of Hargasha. It's an important machlokas. The Akronim pointed out the machlokas Rashi Tosfos is whether there is a Chash Daraisa. According to Rashi, there's a Chash Daraisa. Those who say no, even if there's no chash daraisa, still it is tameya mi derabanan. Lamaisa, there are differences we've just been talking about. There are differences between a kesem found on the basar of a woman and the kesem found on a beged. The Shulchan Aruch is mechalek. Goes through a couple of seifim here in Sif Kuf Tzadik, where mechalik between kesem and basar. Sif Vav. Hada be'inon shiura, bein bekesem animsal chaluka, bein bekesem animsal basara. First rule is, you need a shear, you need a minimum size, as we will see. Some say that minimum size is even on basar. V'yesh omrim, shalo amru ela bekesem hanimsa al chaluka. Some say that this minimum size is only when a kesem is found on a beged. Aval kesem hanimsal basara bilvad, b'mekomo shechoshishin lahem ein lo shear. Even a very tiny, small amount. Right on a basar, you don't have that. That's number one. You have also the next one in terms of tziruf. Tziruf also, you might have differences between basar and not basar. The Shulchan Aruch says, im ein bekesem b'makam echad ki gris va'od. If there isn't a gris va'od in one spot, aval b'sheish cham tipen harbi smuchen zelazah, even if there are many stains right next to each other, if they're not one stain, what can be makel? Each one were told that it was really a bug that was crushed. That's only that you're not mitzaref them if they're on a chaluk, if they're on a beged. But if they're on the basar, one is mitzaref. So two chumras that at least possibly apply on a bus or not on a cholok. Number one, are you mitzarif various ksamim? And number two, is there a shear at all? That is two issues. Again, lamaisa, it doesn't come up so much. Most shilas that a rav gets is about, most shilas are about ksamim that are on begadim. Once in a while, I think I got two shilas about ksamim on basar, but most of the time, the shilas are about ksamim on begadim. Okay, that is all though. Everything we've discussed so far is within Shmuel number one. Shmuel's statement of Batka Karka Olam V'yashva Alev V'matza Dam Alev Tahora. Shmuel says when a woman sits down on the ground, she stands up, she finds Dam there, she is Tahora. So the first daya, and the Gemara calls this first daya Rav Yirmiya Midifti's interpretation of Shmuel. Why is it called Rav Yirmiya? Because in the last line, Rav Yirmiya gave an answer to the question, assuming Yol's Hargasha, you need the Araisa, so he agrees even without Hargasha is Durabanan. But he assumes, therefore, that Shmuel's reason is Hargasha. Now we're up to Rav Ashi. Rav Ashi gives a totally different reason for the Shita of Shmuel. Shmuel is not based on the issue of Hargasha. Shmuel just says, she finds Dam on the ground, Tahora. We thought that was because of a lack of Hargasha. But Rav Ashi says no. Rav Ashi Amar, Shmuel hu damak Reb Nechemya. Shmuel really is holding like Reb Nechemya. Ditznan, Reb Nechemya says, in the next parak, and it's quoted right here as well, Ditznan, Reb Nechemya Omer, kol davar she'enu makabel tumah, Eino mekabel ksamim. Any item that is not mekabel tuma, the material, the item, it's not mekabel ksamim. And therefore the ground is not mekabel tuma. Karka is not mekabel tuma, and therefore, that's why Shmuel says if dam is found on the ground, it is not mitame her, because that was the gzeira originally. Any davar that's not mekabel tuma is not mekabel ksamim. Why is this? Says Tosfos on top. Second line, and this is expanded upon by the Chiddushi Aran right here. Time of Rebbe Nechemya, kivan to davar shaha kesem bo tahar gam al ha'isha lo gazru tuma. Remember, there were two steps. Originally, this was had to do with Tumah and Tara as well. So, if the original Gzeira, they wouldn't have been Matami the Dam. Why were they Matami originally? Because, explains the Ran and explains Tosfos, because once we were going to be Matame in terms of Tumah and Tara, it doesn't really make sense to say it's Tame for Taras, but it's Tahora for Baila, it would be somewhat confusing. That's what Chazal goes there on Ksamit to say, just like it's us, it's Tame, so too it's Usser. But if you have something that was not Tame originally, that was never included in the Gzeira of Ksamim. That's why even the Chassam Sofer says, I wanted to quote this yesterday, but I'll quote it now. Chassam Sofer is quoted in the Pische Tshuva in Sif Katan Yud, in Os Kuf Tzadik. The Chassam Sofer notes that we know that the minimum shear of a keset today is a gris, as we're going to have Be'ez Hashem on the end of Amid Beis today, Nun Chesem Beis. It's a gris. You need the size of about of an American penny, and if it's any smaller than that, then it is Tahora. Why? Because if it's smaller than that, we assume it was a bug. We don't have such bugs today. We don't have the lice that make such spots on our, right, the hygiene is different. So how can we be so makel? So Chassam Sofer notes, it's quoted here in the Pesach Tshuva, because originally the Gzeira was for Taurus and they have this Kula, we're not going to be more machmir than them. Even though the Kula might not make sense today, but the original Gzeira had a lot to do with Tumah Tara. So, if they were not makel, so too we will not be either. Says the It wouldn't be so consistent. And once it was Nasar B'minyin, the world of Ksamim, but v'kivan shekol atzma lo ne'esra labayla ela mitakanis chachamim harishonim, since the takana of the gzera goes back to then, ein lanu l'tameyosa ela b'shir kesem shebizmanehem shahaya ma'acholas gedola mitsuya afal b'shebizmaneinu einimsa. Very important Chassam Sofer. The gzera still sticks. You can't get out of the gzera. Right? But it was a davar shebiminyan. But you don't have to be more machmir, even if a kula doesn't make sense anymore, but you can still hold of that kula, even though, because really the whole gzera shouldn't be your bizman azeb, because it all had to do with tum and tara. But you don't go that far, but we go as far as we can. That is the Chassam Sofer. So that is number one. Tosfos of the Ran explained Reb Nechemya as, because the original source, the tum and tara, is not going to apply, so too, they were not going to suggest it for Yisroel Abayla. Other Rishonim say, the Rashba and others say, well, maybe it's just not shchiach for a woman to find the kesem on a darshan and makabel tumah. So that's why they weren't gozer it now either. And again, you might say the same story of the Chassam Sofer. Bizman Azeh, most ksamim are found on, not most, but a good number of some are found on Dover, Dvarim, Shein, Makab, and Tomas. Ali, the Mira, Matsuli, toilet paper, tissues, according to many poskim, are Ein, Makab, Toma. On the toilet seat, in the bathroom, right, in the water, in the toilet. So all of those, if a woman sees any ksamim in those types of cases, there are Yesh, Makam, Lahakil in many cases, because those are not Makab, Toma. So that's not such a Mia, Shein, Matsuli. So it's a Misal, de la Shricha, for a woman to find a kesem on a wipe. So, again, even though that svar might not apply, we are still Mekel Bizman HaZeh. Oh, the only problem is, according to Rav Ashi, you know what, let's finish the till two dots, then we'll ask a question. Says the Gemara, Bishlam Rav Ashi Hainu to Kamar Karka. According to Rav Ashi, I understand why Shmuel's statement mentions Karka, because it's quoting a Darshin and Makabal Tumah. Elder of Yirmiya, my Arya Karka, I feel Glimanami. According to Rav Yirmiya, the issue is lack of Hargasha. So why did Shmuel talk about finding a Kesem on the floor, on the ground, even if she finds it on a shirt? Somebody said, you're right. Lo mi boy kamar, but Shmuel is saying a chiddush. Lo mi boy glima de lo mivdak shapir. You might say that a shirt might not have been checked properly. Vigala meimar me alma asa. So there, really, it might have come me alma ela afilu karka de mivdak shapir. But even the ground, where you would assume before somebody sits down on the floor, they check, they're not sitting in anything. So there, she really checked, and therefore digala meir migufa asya. And there, if there was nothing on the floor, she really checked it. So Mrs. Stomach came from her. Where else did it come from? Tahar. So even there, you might have said tameh kamashbol, and you still say it's tahar. Good. So that's why I use the lashon of karka. Even there, where you might have checked it, and you would assume it's not what didn't come from the karka, you're allowed to assume that it came from the karka. Good. Two aris. There is an interesting question, lamaisa and lamdis, in terms of what I just mentioned, and that is davreshin makabel tuma tissues. So we know a tissue generally is not makabel tuma based on the material, right? Not makabel tuma. Could be where it is, attached to the ground, or the material. What about if a woman is holding the tissue, which is usually the case? So the Sidrei Tara has a chumrah, it's quoted by the later Achronim. Sidrei Tara in the back of Yoredeya quotes that if the woman is holding the tissue, a davar she'ena makabel tumah, which is being muchzak by a davar makabel tumah, the woman is makabel tumah, that is enough to be called a davar makabel tumah, the woman is tameya. That's the chumrah of the Sidrei Tara. The later Achronim, the Badei HaShulchan, has a big discussion of this. He says, no, you look at the Chefsa. The Chefsa is not Mekabel Tumah, the tissue is not Mekabel Tumah, and therefore the woman can be Mako, but that is interesting alumdus and interesting lomaisa. Number one. Number two, the other problem is, the Gemara asked, according to Rabbi Yirmiyah, what do you do with the language of Karka? That's the problem. But you can ask the other way. What do you do with the language of Achetargish Bifsara? What do you do? What does Rav Ashi do with that? That Shmuel's talking, the whole first statement. Shmuel doesn't just say the line Tahora. Shmuel also says the Drasha. Shere Bifsara, Shetagish Bifsara. That's also Shmuel talking. So, how is it that Rav Gemara doesn't ask that question, but what does Rav Ashi do with that Lashon? So the Aruch HaNer deals with this. He says, Imkein, Eish Shayach Hatam, Darmer Shmuel, Shenemer Bifsara, Shetagish Bifsara, Kiven to the Iri Kalami, Tzorach HaGasha. According to Rav Ashi, we're not talking about it at all. So, says the Aruch HaNer, Rabbi Yaakov Etlinger, D'yesh Lomar, D'hachi Kamar, D'vadai, they work together. D'vadai, Im B'lo HaGasha, Ha'isa Temeya Min HaTorah. Rav Ashi doesn't argue with Shmuel's idea. He just doesn't say that that's what Shmuel's Svara is here. Rav Ashi says, if a woman would be able to be Temeya, Mida Oraisa, even without a HaGasha, we wouldn't have been metame, something that's found on the ground. If a woman didn't need a hargasha, she would be metame even a davar she'en makabel tumah. It's only avakivon dechsiv bivsara achetargish. Once we know that she is tame only with hargasha, so now the pesach is open. The imkain b'masal davar acher tahora midaraisa. V'chachamim u'degazur she'etei tame afil gam b'lo hargasha. Once we know that the whole world of Ksamim is Durabanan, Bazei Yishlomar Delo Gozer Rakim Nimsa Below Hargasha Al Davar HaMakabel Tumah. So it's really two steps. Rav Ashi agrees with Shmuel. Once Shmuel's Hargasha idea, it's just not what he's saying here. Once we know that there can be Tumah Daraisa only with Hargasha, and Ksamim are Durabanan, so now I can say, you know what, I'm going to limit it even on a Durabanan level. So that's an important Aruch HaShulchan, who basically says that Rav Ashi is piggybacking on Rav Yirmiyah. He's arguing with him in Pshat of Shmuel, but he is assuming him in terms of Svara. Good, let's continue. Says the Gemara two dots, al akeva v'al rosh galat tameya v'chulu. The Mishnah said, as we said, very logically, whenever a kesem is found in a place where it might have come from the makar, so then it's tameya, and if not tahora. So bishlama akeva, I understand on the heel of it, denagav osomakam, it's possible that the heel touched osomakam. Why? If a woman sits kneeling, the back of her foot, the ankle could come into pretty close to osamaka, depending how he sits. If she's sitting cross-legged, ela rosh gadol my time, but what about the toe, the big toe? How does that ever come under? V'chitema de zimnin de noga bakiva, and if you want to say, well, sometimes the toe would touch the heel of the other foot, umima chazakina tumi makam l'makom, we discussed that in the first parak. We're never machzik tuma from one place to another place. We know there's a question in makam A, but we only know, it would only be a question if the tuma started off in a different makam. Not just that where it is in makam A, somebody touched it. No, the tuma came from a different source. So we're not machzik tuma makam l'makom. V'atanya, we learned, Haisala maka bitsavara. If there is a maka, if a woman had a maka, a wound on her neck, makom shetucha litlos, in a place that where she can be tola, then what do you assume should be tola on the neck? Because sometimes she bends down and the blood might drip from the neck in front of her, onto, meaning from the maka, it could have gone from the tzavara onto a place. Rashi says, right, it could be we could be tola in that case. But aksefa on her shoulder, she ain't a tola. Right, if it's on the shoulder, so then there is no way that we could be able to be tola because the shoulder never comes in front of the makom. We don't say that maybe her hand touched the dam and then moved it. Meaning you're not maksatumi, makom la makom. So, why on the front toe is it going to be Tameh? So, Ella Shiny Rosh Godlo Dabadi Depasa Avid Demisrami. No, the answer is yes. When a woman is walking, it could be as she walked, the big toe, as she's walking, came under Oso Makom. And remember, in a time when they didn't wear real undergarments, let's say she was just wearing like a robe, and the Da might drip. So, it could be that it went on her big toe. Period. Good. Says the Gemara, "Lo b'chaskin and tumi makom l'makom." Is that really true? We're not machzik tuma from one place to another place, as we just proved. Hatanya nimsis akishri etzvos satameya. If a woman finds dam on her knuckles, on the outside of her hand, on her knuckles, she's tameya. B'vreishia daimaskanios, because hands are busy. Daimaskanios. So one second, my taima. Why would we assume that she finds on her knuckles she would be tameya? La mishum, wouldn't it be because the amrinan batka b'chad yada v'daga b'idach yada? She finds it on her knuckles, on the back of her hand, the stomach. How did that happen? It must be she touched the makom with one hand, and then she wiped it on the other hand. But she didn't wipe herself with the back of her hand, right? So why is that? So the Gemara said, no, lo, shiny yada, the kula avida denaka. No, inachinami. It could be the whole hand, that she stuck her hand in a place, and damkan on both sides. That went on the other side, and therefore that's not maksa, get me makom a makom, that's only one makom, and therefore she is tameya in that case. Machlokas, we've shown him here. What do we say? The Rashba here says, the only time that a woman mitameh, lamaisa, a woman finds red on her hands, dam-looking material on her hands, says the Rashba, will only be mitameh if we know she put her hand there, if she did a bedika. That's the only time we're going to be mitameh. Says the Rashba, nimsa kishri esboseha, dafka shebatka atzma v'lo natzla yadea acharka. We know she was bodekas herself, and we know she did not wash her hands afterwards. Aval below bedika, but if without a check, vaday lo chayshina sheminaga yada shlo b'kavanu beis haturfa. Right? If we don't know that she did an internal exam, we're not choshish that this blood came from there. Why asuya hili zer shlo talak lech yada? Women don't usually, without thinking, stick their hands down there. V'gam in lachash donaga b'shokel bar shosel, and then we don't also check. We don't worry that she wiped her leg or her thigh because that's machzik tuva mimakom lamakom. That's the Rashba's ha'ara. That our only case, what would be matami kishri esbosel, is if she was bodekas herself. We know that, and we know she didn't wash her hands afterwards. The Rambam does not quote such a tzarech. You don't have to know that she was bodekas atzma. The Magen Mishnah points out this machlokas between the Rashba and the Rambam. And if you look in the Shulchan Aruch, what are we paskin? Shulchan Aruch kuf tzadik sif yud aleph, the long sif about parts of the body. V'chedim nimsa al yodea afilo akishri esboseha sheyadayim askani yoseim v'sheminago boso makom. He quotes by omission the Rambam. Does not quote the Rashba. There is no need to know that she was bodek, that she was vadai, that she vadai touched. Right, that's what the Shach points out here. Mashmal hadim midivrei haturv shulchan aruch diafilu bistam chayshinan shema nagu v'chein das harav amagid. He might quote that Magen Mishnah that points out the Rambam against the Rashba. Good. Let's continue. Says the Shugamara two dots. I'll show God apart. So say, I mean, befrim tameya. If she finds it out anywhere on the inside of her body, the inside of her legs, on her thigh, tameya. Me befrim adhecha. What is called inside of her leg? Right? How much? Right? The Mishnah says that if it's found on the front and the back of her leg, what's called studin, that's tahora, on the inside. So you're just going to need a cutoff point. What's called inside? What's called straight? So Amri de Berabiana ad makam chebek. Makam chebek is translated as the hamstring. says right the chabek, the place where the sinews get together in the back of the knee. So that's the midpoint. Ibailu makam chabek elfrim makam lachutz. If it's fine on that spot, is that like inside and tamea or outside and tahora? Tashma the tani of katina and makam chabek v'chagaratzbo ki lifnim. That is tamea. Rav Chiya bereider of avia masila behedya army de beirav yanei and makam chabek v'chagaratzbo ki lifnim. So you have it. On the inside, you have it explicitly. Good. By Rabbi Yirmiyah. Rabbi Yirmiyah now asks some questions about certain shapes. Kashir mahu. What if the stain is found sheer? What's sheer? A circle. Right. Very unusual for a stain to drip out and it's a circle. Rashi says, Ritsua bi'igul kitsamid. It's like a necklace. Like a necklace with a space in the middle. Not a dot. But a space in the middle, that type of circle. Kashura mahu. What is kashura? So, again, the Rishonim, the Rashbi here talks about, if you have a straight line, but it's dots, they're not connected. It's a straight line of dots. So the Rashbi says, again, unusual. Usually if you find if it would be a wipe, said it would be a straight line connected. Tipin mahu. Let's say you find dots in other designs, in other shapes. Also, unusual. La rochav yarcha mahu. What if you find it horizontally? Usually you would expect the stain to drip down and it would be a vertical drip. What if you find it horizontally? So mahu, what would we say? So tashma, al basara, savik tamei, savik tar tamei. So the brisa says, we said, if it's on the basar, if it's a safek, then it is tamei. Al basara, my lav ki agamna. What do you mean basar? Isn't it talking about all of these types? Right, included doesn't say what type of shape. Lo, demo da avikiritsua. Maybe only if it's found kiritsua, like one long line, would we say it is temeya. Hahi itsa. Stop there for a minute. Tosas points out in kishura mahu that we see later on in tomorrow's daf. We say tip and tifin are not mitzaref. And here, the shaila is just about the shape. So Tosas is bachalit between the beged and the basar. That's the shulchan aruch we mentioned before, that we would be more machmir on the basar. Viter. There was a woman who was weaving, and then dam was found on the part of the loom that she was weaving. Also, the commander Rabbi Yanai says, Amarla, tezo v'tesi. Let her go again and start weaving, and we'll see if oso makom, if the place where dam might have come out of goes on the spot of the loom where it might have fallen down from. A woman's physically involved in the weaving process. So, do it again. Ay, Vatanya, didn't we say earlier, back in the first parak, ain't shown in Bataris? You never repeat by Taris. Remember that case earlier? We had the case where a person wasn't sure whether they put on a talus, whether it went over the area where Tuma was, and there would have been Metame Ba'ol themselves. And Tanaim said, why don't you just do it again and see it? We say, no, maybe it would go over this time and not that time. Hey, we're not showing him a Taurus. So why here would Rabbi Yonah suggest do it again? Ki Amrina ain't shonen le'kula. Ava l'chumr shonen. Earlier, it was an issue of being shonen le'kula. If we say, if it doesn't go over, you're going to be Matar. So that we wouldn't do. But l'chumr would be shonen. And here, we're doing it to be machmer. We want to know if this dam would have come from her. Good. Says the Gemara, Haisa poshtasa v'chulu, the Mishnah said, if it's found above the chagura tahora, if it's on below the chagura temeya, if it's found though on her pajamas, if it's a shirt that she takes off at night, that it moves around, that then we're going to be metame anywhere, because maybe wherever it is found on the beged, it could have come from oso makom. So Tanya, Amar Blazer Reb Yosi, Dover Zel Reisi Bir Romi La Isser. I pasken this way La Isser in Rome. Ukisha Basi Eit Sal Chachamim Shebedarim. When I came to the southern rabbis in Eretz Yisrael, Amruli Yafe Horesi. Right, Horesa. Right, they told me that it was a correct psak. It's a correct psak. Good. Tana Rabbanan. Other shailas of Ksamim found Arucha Shelavsha Chaluka Shalketzara. A tall woman who wore a short woman's dress, and therefore the bottom of the dress could have been above the chagura. So arucha shalav shachaluka shalketzara, fiksara shalav shachaluka shalarucha, or a short woman wore a tall woman's dress. So therefore, even above the waistline might have been below the physical waistline of the short woman. So the shailas always just ask the question, im magia kedega beis ha-tarfa, if the spot. If you're talking about a kesem, that's found kenegad beis haTorah for shalarucha. I'm sorry, imagia kenegad beis haTorah for shalarucha. If it's found kenegad the spot of the beis haTorah, the rucha stand tomatoes, because there it for sure is on the beged. Is on the spot of the beged where the tall person is connected to her base at Torah, so it's surely lower than that on the short person. So stand to males. Vimlav, and if not, if it's found on a spot where if the tall woman wore it, it would be above her waistline, Arucha Tahora, Vaksara Tamea, then the short woman is still Tamea because it was below her waistline. Right? It's all based on logic. Tanya Idach, Batka, Chaluka, if she checked her chaluk, and she checked her shirt, Atzmava, Hisholta Lachaverta, a woman had a shirt, she made sure it was clean, and then she gave it to her friend to wear. And then the friend found a kesem on it. So he tahora, the chaverta, tolaba. So ironically and contradictorily, the first woman is tahora, because she checked the shirt before she gave it, so she's tahora. And the friend who now finds this kesef, she's like, you know what? She's tolaba. She can say, well, it was there before, and it's not for me. So they're both able to be tahora. Amar Rav Sheshes. Remember, it's all drabanan. So we're each tola. Each of them are asking a separate shayla. So we're each tola that it is tahora. Amar Rav Sheshes. Ule inyan dina tanan. This is regarding din, Rav Sheshes. Rav Sheshes says only tola but regarding din. What does that mean? Who has to pay the laundry bills? Linyan dina tzanan. Last line in Rashi. De kibus hakesem min acholuk tzanan de chaverka tolaba. When do we say that the friend, the second woman, is able to be tola on her and say that it came from her? That's only regarding kibus. De amra achrona lo mehemensli de at badakte. I don't believe you. They checked it so well. So therefore, I'm also mechaver alav araya. I'm not paying for the washing bill. Avalenia tumah regarding tumahs. Don't play games regarding tumah. The first woman checks. So he tahor of a chaver to tameya. That's Rav Sheshes. It's chiddush. We're mechalik between dini mamonis and dini tumah v'tara. Dini mamonis fine. You say I'm also mechavero, and therefore the second woman keeps her money. But regarding tumah v'tara, we say the second one is Tameya. Important Tosus. Tosus says, Banim Tosus, Yim Tomar, Midina Dani Tischayev. What do you mean regarding Din, Amos Mechavel of Araya? We should be Mechayev her. We should be Mechayev her, the second woman. Why? Because the Gemara says in Ksubis, Kol Shinovat Safik Bershu, so I love Lahavi Raya. Wherever the suffix is found, the burden of proof is upon them. So this suffix was found in the second woman's Rishus, so she should have to bring a Raya. 2 days in Tosus. First day of Yesh Lomar. Kivan de eino l'shnia ela b'torah she'ela ina mamish b'rshusa. Wow. The Gemara in Ksubis that says anything that's found b'rshuscha, the savi, any savi shal b'rshuscha, you have to bring a raya, that's only halachic legal rishus, not physical rishus. So therefore, this woman only borrowed the shirt. She'ela is not full ownership. It's not a full kinyan. It's what the Gemara calls ma'liyome, big sugya about she'ela, but it's not mamish, it's not enough b'rshusa for this halacha. Number one. And then Tosus give another day of Yo Yesh Lomar. The Hasam Kamar Shem Yirtze Lahotzi Yavi Raya. There it said that if she wants to be motzi, what does it mean that Kol Shenola Tzoy Bershusa, they have to bring a raya? If they want to be motzi mamon, they have to bring a raya. But here we're talking about the one that Nola Bershusa, they want to be motzi from her. Aval Hacha Lo Tzchai Vachrona Lachapso, to the first one is being motzi now, to get money. So there we wouldn't say, we only say a love lavi raya when they want to be the motzi. So 2 days in Tosfos. Interesting. What is this machlokas about? What is each day not like about the other day? Is it a machlokas about she'ela? Maybe the second day holds, come on! It's enough she'ela, it's enough legal halachic rishus in order to be, to this principle to kick in. Or do we say, what is the first day not like about the second day? Maybe the first day is holding that the, who's the motzi here? Who's the motzi? And who's the muchzak? That's also a shiloh. Whose shirt it is? That's not 100% clear, but either way, two important dayas in Tosus. But either way, what did the Gemara say? What did Rav Sheshes say? That regarding Didi Mamanis, they both could be tola, but regarding Tumintara, the second one is Tumeya. So Gemara asks, why? Maishna Mehadatanya, why is the second one Tumeya in that case? Why is it different than the following case? Mehadatanya, the Tosefta says, Shtei Nashim Shidis Asku B'tzipar Echad, Ve'in Ba'ela Kesel Adam. There were two women that were dealing with a chicken. There was only one chicken, and there was one sela size of dam in this chicken. And they both found that amount on themselves. Venimsa Kesela Azu, Kesela Azu. So you know one of them is Tameya. Shtei and Tameos. So they're both Tamei in this case, because we're not sure, so they're both Tamei. So why don't we say both Tamei in the previous case? Why is only the second one Tameya?
So the second, the Gemara answers, Shiny Hasan, Dika Sala Yaseva. The problem here is that there's a major Reyesa. We know Vadai that one of these women are Tameos. We know Vadai. So therefore, we know that there's an extra Sela here. And therefore, there's a problem. Third line in Rashi, Umay Chazis, the Talis, Leila Sala Yaseva, the Tamea Bahaktalia, the Tamea Bahaktalia, Talia Bahak. Why should you pick one over the other? You can't pick, and you know, one of them is a problem, so both are a problem. Shtantameos. But over here, Avalacha Tuma Tliya Bahak to Labatka. The first woman checked! First woman checked, so therefore, that's why she's on a higher level in terms of the suffix than the second woman, and therefore we can be Tola. Tosas asks, you know, I don't know what the Havamina was. Of course, this answer that the first woman checked. So, Vomer Rabbeinu Tam, Tosa says, suggests that maybe the Brisa is talking to Irish and is asking about Tzipar Zuachar Zu. The Brisa is a case where they each dealt with the bird one after another. Then if the first one would have asked, we would have been Matar her. Obishvel Chaverta, Anu Matam and Arishona. Woman dealt with the birds one after another. So the first woman came and we were Matar her. And because the second one comes now, so now all of a sudden we have to rethink and say, Oive, what's going on here? We're Matami the first one because of the second one. So that's the Shiloh of the Gemara. Once we know that there is a Kesem, why don't we say that the first one didn't check well? So Gemara says, no, you don't say that. That's the comparison that Tosa says. It's similar that it's a time when the first one, in both cases, we would say is okay, but once the second one comes, she starts causing problems for the first one. Again, the Achronim get into the Shtei Shvilin sugyas on this Gemara. They bring this Gemara there into Shtei Shvilin Gemara in the beginning of Psachim about you have two paths and somebody walked down both paths and two people walked down two paths and you know there was someone one of them. If they come to ask Bezer Charzeh, if they come to ask with Basachas, those are important sugyas in Tumentara, in Psachim Davtes or Davches. And that relates to this type of case as well. Tana Rabbana. Lavsha shlosha chalukos habadukin la. If a woman wears three shirts, im yichol letzlos tov lavafila betachton. If there's a tliya, she's wearing three shirts at the same time. Three layers. Woman's wearing three layers and she finds a kesem. So if she has something that she can be toled on, tov lavafila betachton, she can be toled even if it's found on the lower one, the inner one. Ain Yechola, I mean, let's say she walked into a butcher shop. Ain Yechola, let's say she has nothing to be Tola on, Ain Atola Fila Be'elyon. Then she cannot be Tola even if it's found on the outer one. Ketzad, for example. Avra B'shuk Shol Tabachim Tola Fila B'tachton. If she went into a butcher shop, then you can be Tola even on the inner one. Lo Avra B'shuk Shol Tabachim Afe'elyon Ain Atola. If she did not, then she cannot be Tola even on the outer one. Okay, that's all in terms of types of tliyas. Says the Mishnah, v'tole b'chol davar shichol litlos. She can be tola on anything. Anything that makes sense for her to be tola on. Right, like we said, the five internal questions that you have to ask in the world of Ksamim, and we might call them kulas, are, first, is there a tliya? Is there a tliya? Is it the right size? Is it the right color? Is it on a davar sheni makabel toma? Is it on white or colored? Those are the five questions that we ask in terms of Ksamim. So the tola, anything that she can be tola on, we're tola it on. Shachta behema chayva of, if she was doing shchita, nisaska b'ksamim, or she was osekes and other types of ksamim, osha yasha b'zada osukin bayan, or she sat next to the source, people who are involved in these colors, harga ma'acholes harezu tola ba. Right, or if she killed a ma'acholes, she could be tola ba there, l'chora, even bigger than a gris, if she was involved in this. Ad kama tola, what can she be tola in general? Rabbi Chinim had taken this omer, ad kagris shal pul v'afa bishlo harga. She could be tola up until a gris, even though she was not, if she would don't know for sure that she killed any little bugs that would create this size, up until the size of a gris, she can be tola. Up until there, automatically, that's the kula. Good. V'tola bebro b'baylo, she could also be tola if her son or husband has an excuse. So what does that mean? Rashi says, if her husband or son have a makkah, she could be tola that the blood on her came from the makkah of her son and her husband. The Rambam doesn't say that. The Rambam just said that she could be tola if there's any excuse. Not dafka makkah on the son or the husband, but any type of excuse. Good. Im yesh ba makkah, if she has a makkah, v'hi yochol lehi galo lohotzi dam, if she has a makkah, even if it's scabbed, but the scab could come out and be motzi dam, or is it tola, it's good enough. that maybe would might not be good enough for the husband and the son, but if she has a wound, even if she it is congealed already, and if she has a scab, we say that it could be coming from her. There was a story that a woman came in front of Rabbi Akiva, Amrlo, Ra'isi Kesem, she says, I saw a Kesem, Amrlo, Shemamaka, I said, maybe you have a maka, maybe you have some type of wound in the area, Amrlo, Hain, yes, I do have a chaisa, but it's gotten better. Amrlo, Shema Yechol, Higol, Hotzidam, maybe it still could the scab could get cut a little bit, then removed, then it could be Hotzidam, Amrlo, Hain, she says, it could be, but Rabbi Akiva, and Rabbi Akiva says, that's it. Rabbi Akiva saw that he was to mitar her, and his Talmidim looked at each other. What's so difficult? The Chachamim only said, Ksamim, they created Ksamim, but once you have the world of Ksamim, you have many kulas in Ksamim. Shenamark, V'isha kiti yazava, dam yazava bivsara, dam below kesem. Daraisis, only dam below kesem. And the Rabbanim were the ones that came and answered it, therefore one can be Mako whenever you have these internal kulas. The Maritz Chayis here brings up, very important issue, the Shita of the Taz. We mentioned many times the Shita of the Taz in Hilchas Rosh Hashanah and Hilchas the beginning of Yoredei Chelek Beis. The Taz discusses that the Chachamim do not have the authority to answer something that the Torah says is Mefurish L'Heter. They can't wipe out a heter totally. So that's why the Taz discusses, why do we blow shofar on Rosh Hashanah? Isn't it a musical instrument? And you should blow shofar, you should knock it out even on Rosh Hashanah Shachal B'chol. The Taz says, no, then you'd be wiping out a mitzvah daraisa. Right, the Torah says to blow shofar on Rosh Hashanah. See, if you say you don't blow shofar on Rosh Hashanah when it falls out on Shabbos, okay, you're not wiping out the mitzvah because you blow shofar when it doesn't fall out on Shabbos. But if you're going to say you never blow shofar on Rosh Hashanah, you're totally wiping out a mitzvah that the Torah says, and a halakha the Torah says is mutter, except that they don't have the power to do. Wiping out when Mila Bezana falls out on Shabbos because you might come to carry the baby, might come to carry the knife. So carrying the baby is only limited to Rabbanan, carrying the knife is Daraisa. Okay, either way, the Taz brings that up here. Don't we have, based on this drasha, that it's a Dover HaMefurish LaHeter, Ksamim? So maybe that's why you have all these built-in kulas, because the Rabbanan do not have the authority to say it's always totally Aser. So you have these built-in kulas to say it's not always Aser. Beautiful. Says the Mishnah, finishing up last line. If a woman has a bedika cloth and she finds dam on it, ugl tahar. If she finds a round spot, that a wipe wouldn't have created a round spot, so that's tahar. Mashach tami. If it's long, it's tami divir buzz reb sadok. Good. Fascinating question. The Chazukei Chemed deals with, could a woman wound herself? Or ask her doctor, could give her a little cut. Let's say a woman is having a staining issue. So, and she doesn't have any tefillin, she's having staining issues. Could a woman, scratch herself, or have her doctor scratch herself, let's say, in her, in the prizdar, so in that way, she would always have a tefillin created. So, the shaila is that, you know, that's playing around. That's chovil ba'atzmo. You know, the Rav Zilberstein says, "No more azav yirasim yelakech ani Hashem. Asur levrach mi matzav sheish bol lino gisser. If it's asur, we can't like try to get out of the situations that are asur, right? Just like he says that a kohen shouldn't walk out of shul before they say kohanim not to do the mitzvahs asay daraisa. So again, we try not to get out of those types of mitzvahs. But anyway, it's an important discussion, important question that's brought up. Tanina had the Tana Rabbanan Maisa, the Tala Remeir Bekilar. Remeir was once Tola on red eyeshadow a woman had. Remeir Tala Bisraf Shikima, also red. Osha Yashra Vechulu, if she was next to a butcher shop or next to people who were Osekas in it, Yashvi in Lo Yashvi Lo. Is this to say only if she sat there? But if she didn't sit there, we would not be able to use the excuse. Tanina had the Tana Rabbanan, so it proves this Brisa. Avar Bishoshal Tabachim, if she passed by, Suffing Nita Zalas. If we're not sure whether it went on her, then we're tola. Something over, something low over a tamea. But if we're not sure if she even went by there, then tamea, then she's going to be tamea. So that's why she has to have been there, yashva, for us to be mako. Harga macholes, harga in lo, harga lo. Only if she killed a macholes does the Tanakhama say that we're tola. But if not, masisa mani. Rashvagi, the bitch is like Rashi Gamliel. The Tanya Harga Tola Lo Harga Eino Tola. Different Rashi Gamliel. Rashi Gamliel says it has to be only if we know that she killed the Macholas. The Chumim Omer Beka Chumim Tola. No, even if we know, Even if we don't know that she was involved in the Kudum Acholas, we can be told that. Amar Rav Shugamli, Rav Shugamliel himself says, L'dvarai ain't case, l'dvivir chaveira ain't sof. According to me, ain't case. You'll never have it. Because how many times do we know that she killed a Acholas? According to my friends, there's no end to the Kulas. Because every case, you'll be Mako. L'dvarai ain't case, she'in l'cha isha shetor ala bayla. According to me, no, I'll have no Kulas. She'in l'cha chomit v'bita, she'in ba kabeti b'dami ma'achata ma'acholas. Because everybody has spots on their bed. In those days, it must have been very common. There were always spots in their beds. And I say that you can only be told if we know that she killed the Macholas, I'm very machmir. With Divrei Chaveira, I ain't so. But according to my friends, there's no end to the coolest. Shein l'cha isha, shein l'tor l'bayla. Everybody will always be meiko. Shein l'cha kol sadim sadim, shein bo b'kapa tibi damim. Because there's always tibi damim, so you'll always be meiko. Avol nirin divrei Rabbi Chanina, and a ticket is umi divrei hem. But I like Rabbi Chanina more than me and more than them. Why? Because he put a shear. Shahaya Omer, Ad Kama Hitola, Ad Kegrish Shalpul. He put a shear, so you won't go overboard with the coolest. Uludvarav Anumodim, and we hold like him. That's what we agree with. That's what Tosfos says, because Rav Anumodim, but Hecha Daharga, Harbi Macholos of Pishmish, Tolot Fima Shaharga. Tosfos added, if we know that she killed many, then we can be told even more than a gris. The Rosh argues on that. But at least Tosfos says that, but that's what we hold. Ula Rabbanan, Damri Tola Kama, the Rabbanan who say you can be Tola, how much could you be Tola? The Rabbanan say even more than Rechavid Atigatis. How much can you be Tola even if you don't know? Radachar Rayitzchav, Tola Bepishmish, Viakaturmis, a little bit larger than the gris size. Tana Rabbanan, we'll have to stop here. But again, keep in mind, according to what we pass here, Bechemin Atigonus, even without knowing, you could be Tola up until a gris, and more than a gris, you could be Tola, according to Tosfos, if she killed Harbe Ma'acholas. Okay, we'll stop here by Tana Rabbanan. Tomorrow we'll continue with other discussions of Ksamim, including getting into during Ha'oset Rachecha, what about Ksamim found during while she's going to the bathroom. Okay, we will stop here as we continue our march in 8th Parak, 9th Parak, 10th parak, it is on the horizon. It's more than on the horizon. Blessed again, we're looking forward to the Siyum. August 2nd, Thursday, everybody is invited. We hope to see as many people that could come there. We'll give more details again as they become available. But 7:30 mincha, that's when we'll be starting that night.